Welcome to the Menopause Conversations podcast. My name's Angela Council, and I am your host for this podcast. And this is where you learn all about menopause, what is happening to your body, to your hormones, and life in general. Everything is changing, and sometimes it can seem really, really confusing. But this is where the confusion stops right now. This podcast will share with you everything you need to know about how you can navigate your menopause transition with ease. So sit back and enjoy the show. Bye for now. Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Menopause Conversations podcast. My name is Angela Council, your host for the podcast. And I thought I would share a little bit of my story, my background, the reason why I do what I do for all of our new listeners and for those of you who might have been listening for a while but still don't know a lot about me. So I thought I'd take this episode just to share a little bit about me. But before I do, I'd love to invite you along to an upcoming workshop that starts on the 17th of July called The Secret to Thriving in Menopause Without HRT. It's a five-day workshop, and in this workshop, I share with you some of the things that I did that actually changed the way I was moving through menopause. They changed my symptoms, helped me drop my weight, and it not only worked for me, but it also works for my clients. I share this with my clients. And it's a little bit different to what you've probably heard about anywhere else because I work in personalized health, genetic-based personalized health. So we start looking at what your genes are doing and how we can influence your genes. And that includes the food, the movement, all of this. And by the time you finish the workshop, you will have a blueprint that is specific to you based on your genetic profile and the way your body works. So make sure you join me. As I said, completely free. It goes over 5 days. It's at 6:30 p.m. each night. Goes for about maximum of an hour, probably around about 40 to 50 minutes, depending on how many questions I get, but I won't go over the hour. And the link to join is bit.ly/menopause_workshop. And that's with a capital M and a capital W. So bit.ly/menopause_workshop. Register and come along and just hear what I've got to say. And if it works for you, then that's absolutely fantastic. But as I said, I thought I'd have a bit of a chat with you and tell you a little bit about my story. And not just my menopause story, because I have one of them, but who I am. So, well, I'm a mum. I've got kidults. So adult children, the eldest is 21, the youngest is 18. I've been a naturopath now for nearly 20 years. I'm also a kinesiologist and I'm a personalized health coach. I have been working in women's health basically for the whole time that I have been a naturopath. So my interests have always been women's health and gut health. And the two of them they work very much hand in hand. And I do a lot of work around stress because I know that the underlying cause of both gut issues and hormone issues starts with stress. So, you know, it's kind of been a combination of all of that. And in my time as being a naturopath, working with women, I've helped women have babies. I've helped women get their cycles back on track. You know, I've helped them deal with a lot of the issues that come with being a woman and all of these movements in the hormones. But I have to say that menopause itself, for me, it really threw me. I was not prepared. When I was studying to be a naturopath, it was kind of, menopause was really not spoken about. It was kind of like the last subject on the last week that it was just kind of shoved in there. You know, a couple of things were said and that was it. And I knew nothing much about menopause. Yes, I knew about hot flushes. Kind of knew a little bit about mood swings, maybe weight gain, but I did not understand it at all. And I really hadn't dealt with women going through menopause in my clinic, or if they'd come to me, I didn't recognize the menopause journey. But when I started to go through it for myself, I didn't recognize it at all myself either, because particularly the perimenopause stage. So perimenopause is a relatively new term. And for me, you know, we're going back about 15, 16 years when I was in my early 40s, when I was likely coming through, starting to go through perimenopause. Now, for me, I didn't recognize it because I had just had two children. So I had my first child at the age of 40 and my second at the age of 43. So, you know, not sleeping and not feeling comfortable and these ups and downs of moods and things like that. For me, that was because I had two young children and, yes, I was highly stressed. I was also running a very busy clinic at the time. So I didn't really even think about perimenopause. I didn't really menopause was so far outside of my realm of possibility at that stage that, you know, there were no thoughts of it whatsoever. But now I look back on it, I realize that this is what was happening to me. And before I fell pregnant, I just want to take a step back and talk a little bit more about what my reproductive cycle was like before I fell pregnant. And I actually struggled to fall pregnant to start with. Wasn't really looking to have children when I was younger, but when I got to my late 30s, I wanted to have children, but then it was discovered that I had a fibroid. And to start with, the doctor said, we'll just see what happens. And I did fall pregnant, but then I miscarried and they realized it was because where the fibroid was growing, it was actually growing, it had grown out of the uterine wall and into the uterine space. And that caused me to miscarry. And my gynecologist said, well, really, your only choice is to have a hysterectomy. And I'm going, well, that's not a choice for me because I want to have a baby. So I was referred to a fertility clinic and a fertility surgeon who was able to remove that fibroid. But before the fibroid was removed, my cycles were horrific. I used to flood every month and I was in so much pain as my body was trying to, and I now realize I was trying to push this fibroid out. And I kind of feel like I used to feel like I had knives in my gut and they were just all being twisted up. Now, I'd had so much pain, so much agony, so much bleeding. And then once the fibroid was removed, it was like it was just such a relief. And I did fall pregnant shortly after. And then after I had my first baby, my cycles after that they were spot on. They were 28 days. I didn't have very many issues at all. I had very little PMS. I fell pregnant. That was a surprise. It was I call them my gift from the universe. Sometimes I'm not too sure about the word gift. There were some challenges there as she was growing up to be, as a teenage girl. But, it was a surprise. I wasn't expecting. I hadn't planned on it. I thought I had all of my dates worked out, but didn't realize it was in perimenopause. And in perimenopause, you're not always ovulating, or you might be ovulating later than what you think you are. And even if you think your cycles are all okay. So yeah, she was my perimenopause baby. And I didn't know any of this at the time, but then I went on, I had her. And then afterwards, my cycles again were spot on. I had no issues with my cycles at all. It was actually the best I'd had with my cycles for so many years. I could not remember. It's like, I didn't even know when my periods were coming. They would just arrive, but I knew they were kind of coming every 28 days and then they would get longer and longer. The gaps in between were getting longer and longer, but there was no pain, there was no discomfort, there was no mood swings, there was none of that. But what I did start to notice, and particularly as I got, as I just got over my, over 50, probably my early 50s, I noticed that what happened for me was my mood started to change. Stress has always been a relatively big part of my life. I mean, as I said, I had very young children. I was managing a large clinic. I had practitioners working in the clinic. I had a lot of stuff going on. And, I used to speak on the subject of stress and burnout. I would say I was an expert on it because I did it so many times. So it kind of really didn't, as I said, the mood started to change. But what it was for me was I lost my purpose. I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know why I was running my business. I kind of fell out of love with my business. I was doing a lot of coaching. I was working with other practitioners. I was working with clients and I just didn't want to do it anymore. And I'd never had depression before, but I kind of had this feeling of everything closing down on me and I just kind of wanted to go to bed and never get out again.
And it was kind of this real heaviness. And it was like, it was very, very, you know, it felt very depressing and my moods were so low and I just did not know what was going on. And you know, I started to talk to other women and realized other women were feeling the same. And then I started to think, well, is this, you know, is this to do with menopause? And, you know, and the more I started looking into it, I'm going, oh, hang on a minute, these mood swings, yeah, maybe this is menopause. And then, I was getting hot flushes, but not very often. But the next big symptom that happened for me was the joint pain and the body aches and pains. And I used to get out of bed in the morning and I used to feel like I had like knives in the bottom of my feet. As I put my feet on the ground and I started to walk, I was in agony and, you know, my whole body was feeling stiff and I couldn't move. And if I'd been sitting down for a while, I go to stand up and I was just like, I was just couldn't move and I was just in pain. I had osteoarthritis in two hips, but the pain was more than just that. The hip joints and particularly one was really, really bad and I was bone on bone and it was grating all of the time. That was extremely painful, but there was lots of other pain going on. And I spent so much money going to chiropractors and osteopaths and acupuncturists and, everyone trying to sort this pain out. And I was trying to look at my diet and anti-inflammatories, do all of this stuff. And the pain just wouldn't go. And because I was in so much pain, it meant that I wasn't exercising as much because it hurt so much and I wasn't recovering after exercise. And then the weight started to come on, even though I hadn't changed what I was eating. I mean, my diet was relatively clean. I tended to eat a keto paleo diet. And in the past, if I wanted to lose weight, I would just do a keto diet and the weight would come off and I would be fine. But it wasn't working anymore. I couldn't do keto. I struggled to stick to a keto diet longer than a day because I was craving all these carbs. But the weight just started to pile on and pile on and pile on. And I'm going, where is this weight coming from? And I was really, really ashamed and embarrassed because here I was, a health professional, talking to women about being healthy and looking after themselves. And I looked at my body and thought, my body doesn't look healthy. It doesn't feel healthy. I'd look in the mirror and I think, whose body is that? That's not mine. Where did my body go to? So I had a lot of shame around it. And I wasn't talking about, you know, my clients would come to me and they want to lose weight and I wouldn't talk about weight. You know, I'd started talking more about menopause, but I wouldn't talk about weight because I was ashamed of the way I looked and I couldn't lose weight. So who was I to be telling other women how to lose weight? Because it wasn't working for me, so I didn't know what to tell them. I could put them on a keto diet, but it wasn't working for me. So, you know, I started to look and I wanted to know more. I wanted to learn more. So I started looking around at how other women had done menopause before me. So I went to look at some older women and said, you know, how was menopause for you? And some said, you know, this, I didn't even realize it. Basically, my period stopped, you know, and these women weren't putting on weight and they'd had no symptoms. I'm thinking, what are they doing that's different to what I'm doing? And I mean, being a naturopath and nutritionist, I always start with the food. You know, what food were they eating? Were they eating something different? And I found that actually across the board, there wasn't a consistency on what they were eating. Some were, you know, vegetarians and some were meat eaters. And it's like there was no consistency in what they were eating. And I couldn't find the clues as to what it was. And then I remember listening to a podcast because I love listening to podcasts. I love making them too. And I heard someone talking about something that was relatively new and it was personalized health, but it was based on your genes. And as I was listening to her speak, I'm thinking, this sounds interesting. So I kind of let that go for a little while. And then a few months later, I came across something again. And it was the same message about genetics and personalized health. So I thought, I'll look into this a little bit more. And I went to a half-day workshop and like it just blew my mind. What I learned blew my mind. And it was like it was the missing piece to the puzzle. Now I understood the whole picture. I had been missing things before that. And I then trained to become a personalized health coach, a genetics-based personalized health coach. But more than that, I started implementing. I started doing what was right for my body based on my genes. And it wasn't just about the food because I believe stress plays a major role in a lot of the symptoms that women are experiencing. And food is important, but it's not always the most important thing. We've got to be looking at other things. And that's what I loved about what I was learning with this particular methodology around personalized health and genetics. And I just started implementing it and making a few changes and changing some of the foods I ate and the times that I ate and the times that I exercised and a few other things. And all of a sudden, the weight started to drop off. It was so easy. I wasn't on a diet. I was eating more food than I'd ever eaten, but I was eating food that was right for my body. And I was eating at the right time. Because there's specific times, because people say, oh, should I eat intermittent fasting? Should I be eating 5 meals a day? When I realized what was right for my body and I followed what was right for my body, it just worked. And the thing is, when I started to follow this, it all made sense. My body my stress just went away. The stress that I was experiencing, I rarely have stress these days because I understand what stresses my body. And I started to follow it. And as I said, I lost weight. I lost 20 kilos. I have continued to keep that weight off for 3 years. And, you know, my weight bumps up and down a little bit, a kilo here and there, but generally it doesn't move, you know, it stays roughly the same place. And I now weigh less now than I did in my early 20s. So my body is now really settled in a place where it is comfortable. Yes, I have some softer bits. You know, my stomach isn't as tight as it used to be, but, you know, I've had 2 children and 2 large children. Bits are softer and a bit looser, but I feel a lot more comfortable in my body. It feels right again. It feels like it belongs to me. Before, it didn't feel like it belonged to me. So, and then the pain, as I said, pain was big for me. And once I started to understand what my body required in the way of foods, the time to eat, the right type of exercise, the right time to exercise, sleep patterns, that changed for me as well. I used to always go to bed really, really early. I don't do that anymore. I'm actually recording this podcast now. It's like 10 o'clock at night. In the past, I would never be working this late. But now it's really easy for me. And when I adjusted and made these changes, the pain just started to disappear. Like, you know, I could walk without pain. I could move without pain. I have actually had to have hip replacements because of the damage that was done to my hips and the joints. But I am now stronger than I have been in years. I'm actually about to get on a plane and go hiking in Iceland. And it's quite a challenging hike that I'm going to be doing up and down volcanoes and, glaciers and all of that. It's like I feel so much stronger and so much healthier than I have in so many years. And this is because now I understand how my body works. I understand my genes. I understand this is intuitive, being intuitive and in tune with your body. But many of us lose that as we, you know, when we're younger and as we, you know, move through life with so much going on, we stop listening to our body. I know when I'm not eating the right foods for my body, I know it tells me really, really quickly. I get uncomfortable and I know what to do to switch that around. When I've got a lot of things going on at the moment, because as I said, I'm about to go hiking. I've had a lot of work that I've had to get done over the last couple of days. My body starts to tell me that I'm, you know, doing things too much or doing things at the wrong time. Very much I'm in tune with my body now. And this is what I share with the women that I work with. This same methodology, I share this with the women that do my program. I also share this in the Secret to Thriving in Menopause Without HRT workshop. This is exactly what I put into the workshop, letting women understand how they can use their genetic makeup, their genetic profile to create a menopause blueprint that works for them. So they know the right type of foods to eat. They know the right time to eat it, the right time to exercise. That's exactly what we do in that free workshop. So if you're interested in joining the Secret to Thriving in Menopause Without HRT workshop, as I said, we start on the 17th of July after I come back from Iceland. And, you know, you will get the opportunity to have a similar story to me where, you know, whatever symptoms you're experiencing, that you're able to reduce your symptoms and live the life that you want, do the things that you want to do, whether or not it's, you know, hiking, traveling, sailing, whatever it is you want to do, you've got so much life left to live. And you don't want to live it not feeling the best you possibly can. And even if you're not experiencing symptoms, still doing this is preparing your body to actually be healthy for the rest of your life, rather than it being a downhill run on health. We want optimal health. We want to be able to, don't you want to be able to do the things you want to do? The best thing about this second half of life is, you know, if your children are grown up and you're able to do things that you, because you've got that freedom to do it, whatever it is that you want to do. And I'd love for you to be able to do anything that you want in your life and to do it with a healthy body and a healthy mind. So that's what I wanted to share with you today. I just wanted to really share with you some of my story and also why I do what I do, because I want women to enjoy life. There is no reason why the menopause transition needs to be tough. Whatever choices you make, some women will choose to do HRT. Other women don't want to do HRT. There are other options. So either don't want to do HRT or they're unable to due to health risks. That's the work. That's the women I work with. The women that want to find other ways of moving through this time of life. And as I said, some of my clients are already on HRT, but they want to come off it. And they get themselves healthy so that when they come off the HRT, because it's always recommended if you're coming off that you wean off, don't come off suddenly, otherwise you will have a reemergence of symptoms. But if you've done all this other work beforehand and your body is healthy, coming off the HRT becomes very much a non-event and you don't get the return of the symptoms. So I really want women to embrace this next stage of life because there is so much living that you've got to do. So that's it from me. I, once more time, the secret to thriving in menopause without HRT workshop. Free workshop over 5 days, starts on the 17th of July, 6:30 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. Goes for around about 45, 60 minutes each night. I try to keep it to no more than 60 minutes. It just depends on how many questions I get. And to register, it is bit.ly, so bit.ly/menopause_workshop, but a capital M and a capital W. So I'd love to see you there. And until next week, bye for now.